Gary Barth's interest in visiting India reaches back to 1977, and he's returned many times since, but not as a pilgrim or tourist. The Santa Rosa ophthalmologist goes there to work, performing dozens, perhaps hundreds of surgeries at temporary cataract camps.
They would canvass the area for people who were blind and tell them to come on a certain day, and then a bunch of us would put together a cataract equipment team to go there ahead of time, and then they would launch the cataract camp. The first one I went to, we did 200 to 300 cataract surgeries every day for a week, and then we broke the camp down and started up again at another year. In the first camp in 99, we had one room. We would do 250 in a room, but multiple surgeons could be working at one time. So you would work until you got tired. You'd stand up. Someone would sit down, take your place, and the microscope and the equipment would just stay consistently used, but five or six surgeons would rotate in and out during the day. You would never see the patients before or after. They would be already lying down when you bring your microscope, focus on their eye, and take out the cataract. I didn't know anything about them other than they needed to be relieved from blindness.
For those assembly line procedures, Barth explains, the patients are fitted with their new lenses beforehand.
They would measure them, and then they would pin the implant to the patient's jersey or sari, and they'd walk around all day long with the box pinned to their clothes, and they'd lie down. The nurse would unpin the box, and we'd put it in their eye.
But for his most recent trip to the region, Barth went to Nepal, where he worked with a renowned local eye surgeon there.
His name is Bidya Pant, and he's probably the world's fastest cataract surgeon. He does, on a regular basis, 200 to 300 cataract surgeries every day. He can do a whole cataract surgery with implant in about 2 minutes.
But Dr. Pant wanted to expand his services to include corneal transplants, so Barth went prepared to meet a three-part need.
He had spent 3 months studying corneal transplants and watching them, but had never done one. Secondly, he didn't have any of the handheld equipment to do procedures for a corneal transplant. And thirdly, he didn't have the eyes. The eye bank system in Nepal is just getting going. So my combined role was to bring over a bunch of equipment that was donated, to bring over a bunch of eyes and a bunch of corneas, and to bring over the ability to help launch his actual performing of corneal transplants.
For doing that, as well as his extensive history of similar working visits, Dr. Barth is being honored this week as one of the local Red Cross chapter's local heroes for 2012. And while he appreciates the recognition, Gary says the work itself is the best reward.
Once you get the pleasure of volunteering, it's hard to stop. One fellow, his name is Babu Ram, he was totally blind in one eye, and he was about to have his other eye removed for a fungus infection that he had gotten. And we removed the cornea and put a new one in, and not only did he save his eye, but his other eye was blind. So that is a real save for him. He would have been completely blind had there not been a corneal transplant procedure available.
Moreover, adds Barth, that successful surgery rescued another life as well.
Some 5-year-old to 8-year-old would have been with him all the time. So a blind parent or a blind grandparent actually also takes up the life of a child for years while they walk him around. We wouldn't consider using a child for that, but in India it's common.
Tomorrow we'll meet another of this year's Real Hero honorees. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.